It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with the wonderful David Pollack, and I have been lifting weights for years, and I have to say it has done wonders. Now, over the last few months, due to a number of reasons, one was an injury, I fell off the wagon, but I am meeting with a trainer tomorrow that I haven't seen for a while, and I'm very excited to get back on. And the reason that I'm sharing this is we've got the wonderful Tatiana Hoover on the program. She's an NASM certified personal trainer, group fitness instructor, wellness writer, and recipe developer for Well and Good. It's a wellness website. She's got three kids. She has a book, and she's fabulous. Tatiana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on, and I'd love to hear that you have been lifting weights and already are very familiar with the benefits of weightlifting, because that's really my calling, my passion. I feel like, you know, that's what I'm here on earth to do, is to convince women that weightlifting is not only going to help them get stronger, but they're going to feel much more empowered and capable in their daily lives. And since this is a beauty show, I also spent a good part of my career writing about beauty. I believe that weightlifting is the fountain of youth for also our skin and to kind of reverse aging.
Okay, if you ladies don't mind, I'm going to chime in as a guy because I want to look younger too. But how is
okay?
Obviously, lifting weights is going to help me with my health and my weight, which is something I constantly battle. But how is it going to make me look younger? Why should I lift weights?
Well, so something happens when you put stress on the body, as you know, sort of, as you know, with skin, like when you get collagen and elastin to grow, sometimes we have to harm the body first, right? To get the body to react in such a manner that it rebuilds the skin and reignites all that collagen. Well, so the same thing happens on the cellular level when it comes to muscles. And very often women do a lot of cardio to lose weight because that's how you burn calories. But they don't do enough strength training. And when you use your muscles in a different way versus building a muscle's endurance capability, which is a certain kind of fiber within our muscles, and instead put like a heavy load on it, challenge it in a much different way using weight, then you can, the muscle is broken down. Like, you know, when you get a laser, it breaks down the skin. And so then your body has to release growth hormone to repair that muscle. And then that's when the magic happens. That's when you get greater volume in your muscles, which it leads to like having that beautiful toned look that women actually want. For men, it can be growing muscle mass. They look big and strong. And although women don't have, you know, women get afraid of lifting, just to divert a little bit, men have lots more testosterone than we have, so they're able to put on much more muscle mass than women. But anyway, so we end up looking a lot more toned, and then we have a different cascade of hormones in our blood. And I believe, this is my belief, and I've talked to some plastic surgeons in New York and other dermatologists, I think that it's that shift in what's happening in your blood with your hormones, much like eating kind of an anti-inflammatory diet. It shifts your insulin levels and all of that. And so insulin also contributes to inflammation. And when you train with weights, you're also changing how your body can process sugar. And so I think all of those things together just shift the cascade of hormones like to such a degree that your skin ends up benefiting from it all as well. There's of course a lot of research on why women should continue to lift or should lift weights, especially as they get older. One of the reasons is to increase and maintain bone density, and the face actually is made up of bones, and they've done studies and where you can see that facial aging is not just loss of fat and wrinkles, but also decreased bone mass in the face. And so again, this has never been proven, but it's my theory that if you increase your bone density by lifting weights in, you know, other parts of your body, it makes sense that you would also be improving and maintaining your bone structure in your face as well.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. I think what's so incredible too is as we're getting older, you know, your skin gets that laxity to it. And when you can, mm-hmm. you're not going to tighten the skin through building the muscle, but the bigger the muscle, the more it's going to fill it out, right? And that's what I'm working towards,
that's
because
true.
I haven't been as active lately, right? And I have lost a bit of muscle tone. I used to have these beautiful triceps. I'm like, where are they mm-hmm. going? Now I just see some fat yes. there. I'm like, okay, all right. It can happen so quickly. When you're over 40, you got to keep it up, right? You talk about use it or lose it.
It's true. I like that. But the good thing is that there is such a thing as muscle memory. Perhaps heard that term before. And so as much as it works against your favor in terms of like you quickly saw that you lost your muscle mass and toning, you can regain it just as quickly. All it takes is just consistency. And then of course, having
Thank
a good
goodness.
Program. So you're, you know, really effectively working your muscle groups.
And you're not talking about lifting heavy weights. It's more just getting in the habit of lifting even at a low level, or am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think of my wife, because she's not going to want to lift, mm-hmm. you know, and build up and be this big muscular person and compete with me.
You won't get like that from, yeah. Go ahead.
Well,
sorry, Tatiana, right. You're the expert.
Okay, so this is where I get really excited, because I'm all about busting myths. I mean, I believe that, you know, this is the number one myth that keeps women from lifting weights. And it's that fear of like, oh, I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. Or I don't want to look like my husband, or, you know, so we don't lift heavy weights. So I invite anybody out there to go on my Instagram and look at me and know that when I do my deadlift, I use 175 pounds. I'm deadlifting 175 pounds. There's a lot of guys in my gym that can't deadlift as much as I can, who can't. Bench press, you know, I've got sometimes I do like 40 pound dumbbells. So that's 80 pounds. I mean, that's a lot of weight. Most women would be afraid to lift that. And if you were to look at me, I don't look big and bulky. I look tight and toned. And the reason why we don't get big and bulky is because we don't have testosterone. And so when you look at those bodybuilders, many of them have done it naturally, and it's very hard, and they work very hard at it. They spend hours in the gym, but some of them do take steroids. So you're not an average woman is not looking to get big and bulky. She's not looking to have the physique of a bodybuilder. If she's lifting heavy, the only thing that's going to happen is she's going to feel so strong and good about herself, and her body is going to become incredibly lean, because what happens is your body composition changes. You're more muscle, less fat, your metabolism increases, so you can eat like the food that you want to, and not constantly be yo-yoing. And of course, yo-yoing is terrible for the skin, because think about it. Your skin is having to like, right. Once the dermatologist told me that, she's like, I think that's like just as much of an ager for women as, you know, not quite as bad as sun damage, but it does age you quite a lot. As I've had 3 kids. My stomach's gone out and in, out and in. So nothing stretches the skin more than, you know, having to deal with excess weight that then you lose.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the heavy weights are important. Go ahead, David.
Well, not just heavyweights. I think the key is to get started, even at any age. And
sure.
You know, I probably didn't start getting healthier until, Lisa, you and I met. And you know, that was in my 40s. Now I'm in my 50s. But, mm-hmm. you know, and I've been working so much, I have not worked out lately. And that's my wife and I keep saying, I've mm-hmm. got to get back into the gym. And she wants to, mm-hmm. too. So it doesn't have to be heavy weights, but at least get exercising, because it's not only going to be good for our health, but as you said, it's going to help us look younger. And I can't imagine I could look younger, but I guess I could.
You absolutely could.
No, I know it'll help. And so I invite our listeners, because we're running out of time here, I invite our listeners, check out your website, and it's liftology.com. We're going to put a link up on our site, because I think it's important for everybody to be healthy, start working out, no matter what your age, no matter whatever point you are in your life, because you're going to see a difference. I want to thank you for helping us out today. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with health expert Lisa Davis. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.